local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we start hour number two with you on a Wednesday. Joe and Austin hanging out with you on Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable. A very busy hour number one. May have caught there at the top of the Channel 3 broadcast there is that body was recovered in the Blackwater River last hour after at about 2:15 a male driver collided with the bridge. FHB says it was intentional and then leaped off the bridge into the river. Since then, very heavy slowdowns on both I-10 westbound at the Blackwater River and Highway 90 getting into downtown Milton. So we are still monitoring the traffic with reports every on the fives throughout the afternoon as well. Plenty of texts coming in on accidents elsewhere in the listening area as well. Please keep those sending in to 850-437-1620, or you can call us at 2626-111. As we get started, our top three stories today. President Biden's top campaign advisors will meet with Senate Democrats tomorrow as lawmakers are growing concerned about Biden's candidacy.
Senior advisors Mike Donilon, Steve Ricchetti, and Biden campaign chair Jen O'Malley-Dillon will join a special caucus lunch meeting at the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee. The meeting comes after Democratic Senators John Tester, Sherrod Brown, and Michael Bennett have said they think Biden will lose to Donald Trump in the general election and hurt the party's chances of holding the Senate. Tester and Brown are two of the most vulnerable Senate Democrats. A handful of House Democrats, meanwhile, have called on Biden to drop out of the race. I'm Lisa Taylor.
All right, thank you. One of those senators, Colorado's Michael Bennett, has become the first Senate Democrat to publicly acknowledge his belief that President Biden can't win in November. He confirmed on CNN that he said during a private meeting that Biden cannot beat Donald Trump. He says that polling shows Trump on track not only to win, but potentially by a landslide. And ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas are resuming today with the militant group saying that those talks could be threatened by a renewed Israeli offensive in the Gaza Strip that left nearly 30 dead in an airstrike on a tent city set up to, for displaced Palestinians. Israeli forces are pushing deeper into Gaza City, where residents say soldiers are searching door to door and shelling homes. That's a look at our top three stories. Local headlines right after traffic and weather. We'll start with the weather forecast. Here's Alan.
The weather for the rest of this week and into the weekend calls for basically a typical summer pattern for the area. Look for a pop-up shower or storm each day. Our rain chances around 50%. And, of course, it will be hot and humid, high temps mainly in the low 90s. But with the humidity, those heat index values will be well up into the triple digits. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
As for the roads here, we do have a lot of problems still on Highway 90 and on I-10. These are if you're traveling westbound towards Blackwater River. They're going to have you backed up past Highway 87. That's especially if you're on I-10. Very heavily backed up there. Doesn't appear to be dying down at this time. Highway 90 may have a little bit of a break in the congestion there, but it's still very much backed up. Speaking of Highway 90, if you are traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard and Glover Lane, approaching the Dogwood Drive area, we do have some backups in that area. Nine Mile Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, still giving us some trouble. Pine Forest traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. I thought I had a brain fart there for a moment. That's causing some backup still. Same with Brent Lane traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, and also Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Then it's going to be a couple of the other usual big hitters that we have. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing through Windhaven Beach, and then a bit more west as you approach Highway 87. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Joe.
All right. Thank you. Also in our top local headlines today, a Pensacola man will spend just under a year behind bars for a fatal accident 2 years ago involving an inner tube. Prosecutors say 22-year-old Joseph Squirewell was sentenced to 364 days in the Escambia jail along with 14 years probation and a suspended driver's license for 5 years. It was back on April 30th, 2022, when 18-year-old Christian Garner was killed when Squirewell was pulling in with his pickup truck in the Community Maritime Park parking lot. Garner fell out of the tube onto the pavement and died. Squirewell pleaded earlier this year to vehicular homicide no contest back in February. In the city of Milton, more questions asked about certain city council members' ability or inability to adequately protect and provide public records. During last night's meeting, City Attorney Alex Andrade says that two council members, Mike Cusack and Marilyn Farrow, hadn't been truthful with him.
I'm sincerely trying to convey to this entire council that the culture of noncompliance, the culture of bad faith, the inability to be honest and transparent is going to harm the city.
Following his report, Councilman Jeff Snow made a motion to request an investigation by the state attorney's office. However, the council stopped short of a vote. Instead, they're expected to schedule a workshop to discuss the issue further. City Manager Ed Spears also recommended they schedule a Sunshine Law and Public Records training session. Good news for ECAT. The Public Transit Authority in Escambia County in line to receive a $21 million grant towards an electric bus fleet. Commissioner Jeff Bergosh announced the news on his blog, saying ECAT is one of 117 transit organizations nationwide to receive grants. ECAT will receive just over $21.2 million to purchase electric buses and a charging station. ECAT says that they plan to transition to a fully zero-emission fleet by 2035. SRIA says they're increasing trolley service on the beach for the Pensacola Beach Air Show. Friday, trolley service will start at 7:30 a.m. and will extend service to Park East until 6 p.m. After that, regular route will resume until midnight. And then on Saturday, SRIA, in addition to the three trolleys, will have four buses operating from 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. to both Park East and Park West, before resuming regular routes until midnight as well. Of course, we had Breakfast with the Blues this morning. We've got the dress rehearsal Thursday and then Friday and Saturday shows. Austin, last year, the Casino Beach parking lot on Saturday was filled up at 4:30 in the morning. Over under, man. Do you think it will fill up earlier this year or later than 4:30?
I'm going to say earlier because, I mean, saying, or excuse me, I'm going to say later because that's not saying much to assume that it fills up later because of how early it filled up last year.
So playing the odds there.
Yes, playing the odds. I will say I worked the air show last year.
Yeah.
And we did. We had to get there very early. That's what we got to do this year. And man, it was, I remember there was a cop navigating traffic, and the poor guy, he was already wigging out. Sun wasn't even up yet because he's having to raise his voice telling people, "We don't have room. You know, you gotta move." I mean, it was insane, and we had to get up there because we had to be front and center because we were there for a professional reason.
Sure, sure.
But yeah, wow, it's hectic every year, and last year was really rough. So hopefully, fingers crossed, it'll be easier going this time.
It won't be.
Thank you. That's the reassurance I needed.
Yeah, 5:18, we'll take a break there. Look at our state and national news coming up next.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
God answers our prayers one of three ways: yes, wait, or no. When God says yes, we rejoice. When God says wait, we learn patience. When God says no, we are reminded that He is God, because if God couldn't say no, then He wouldn't be God, we would be. As our loving Father, He says no to His children, and we submit to His will. As our King, He says no, and we bow our knee. In 1 Corinthians 12, Paul asks God three times to remove a thorn in the flesh, and essentially, God says no. But God told Paul, "I will give you grace to handle your trial." Sometimes God says no to our request, but then He says yes to sufficient grace to help in the time of need.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Greater Pensacola's leaders are in the tallest buildings and smallest shops, and they come together here to drive growth in innovation, to bridge industries, to share fresh ideas, and to understand how they can play a part in Greater Pensacola's success. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Shared some comments from the Blue Angels commanding officer Alex Armitas that I had a chance to hear recently at a Five Flags Rotary event. Very interesting stuff. Spoke with Amy Miller, the interim city administrator, about the strategic plan revamp, the land development code, and downtown parking paid kiosks being installed right now on Palafox. That starts August 1st. No more free parking. Plus, the possibility of debate golf between Biden and Trump. You can listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
2017. Congressman Matt Gaetz is building his political career in Washington. But according to a sworn statement, back in Florida, Gaetz is partying with young girls and illegal drugs.
One woman specifically saying that she was paid to have sex with the congressman.
Money, drugs, and sex. With the real Matt Gaetz. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors, at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
American Leak Detection.
Leak detection without destruction. We find leaks without bashing a hole.
American Leak Detection doesn't just find your leaks. They do drain cleaning, gas leaks, sewer conversions, and full-service plumbing repairs. They're locally trusted with over 40 years of experience. American Leak Detection. Find them online at AmericanLeakDetection.com.
American Leak Detection.
Your home is your place of comfort, so who can you trust to come into your home to update your countertops and leave them more beautiful than before? Gray's Granite is committed to creating your dream kitchen or bathroom and ensures excellence with every job. All of their technicians are well qualified, licensed, and insured, a cut above the rest. Gray's Granite strives to lead the industry in solid stone while servicing the local community with high-quality custom work. Gray's Granite, 3141 Potter Street, online at graysgranite.com.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just about 4:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, why don't you call the best of the bay winner? That's Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782. Let's see. All right. Several spots to get into on the roads here. Let's see. On Highway 90, if you're traveling westbound towards Blackwater River, we still have some very heavy backups backing you up to Highway 87, basically. And that's runoff from backups on I-10. If you are traveling westbound towards Blackwater River there, you're going to be backed up well past Highway 87. Neither of those areas have really seemed to lessen at all. Also on Highway 90, if you are traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard and approaching Dogwood Drive, we've still got some backups over there. No confirmation of a traffic incident or anything like that, though. Then it's going to be 9 Mile Road traveling eastbound towards University Parkway, so be on the lookout for that. Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, still giving us some typical evening backup. Same can be said for Gulf Beach Highway, traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Also have some backups on Mobile Highway, traveling northbound towards the intersection with Fairfield Drive. Downtown Pensacola, it seems like we have slightly worse backups than usual on Cervantes. This is going to be if you are traveling westbound towards I-110. The last two major spots are going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, passing through Wind Haven Beach and approaching Highway 87.
Scattered thunderstorms are in the forecast all the way through the weekend. Not a total washout every day, but every day there is a chance for rain. That rain chance runs at about 50%. It'll be hot. It'll be humid. Highs will be in the low 90s, but with the humidity, it will feel hotter. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much. 525 here, taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today. A recent cyber attack against the Florida Department of Health is resulting in families having a hard time getting death certificates.
That was one of the hardest days of my life. That is so disturbing and sad and breaks my heart for those families that can't get those certificates to bury or cremate their loved ones.
Right now, funeral home operators have to fill out a stack of forms for every certificate they process, and many families say they can't get answers. The State Morticians Association says it hopes the malfunction is short-term, but until it's resolved, this is the way the entire state has to conduct business.
And Parkland mass shooter Nicholas Cruz is donating his brain to science as part of a civil settlement. Cruz murdered 17 students and faculty members at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School back in 2018. An attorney for one of his victims, who was shot 5 times, proposed a unique stipulation. He told Fox News Digital, quote, "I figured if scientists studied his brain, they might be able to figure out what created this monster."
The Citizens Property Insurance Board of Governors met today to discuss business, and members not happy that the insurer of last resort is also in the secondary home insurance market. Also, the board is proposing an increase for personal wind insurance, which can range from 15 to 50% for homeowners. Still, Citizens continues adding policies, topping over 1.2 million.
And attorneys for suspended Hillsborough State Attorney Andrew Warren have filed a motion with a federal appeals court asking for action in a case that could lead to his reinstatement. We got more from Reed Shepherd here.
Warren's attorneys have filed a motion to issue mandate with the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, citing months of inaction in the case. At the center of it all, U.S. District Judge Robert Hinkle in Tallahassee, who initially ruled that Governor DeSantis violated the First Amendment and the Florida Constitution when he suspended Warren in August of 2022. Hinkle, however, said he lacked the authority to reinstate Warren to his post, but the appellate court later ruled that Hinkle does have that authority. Not much has happened, though, since the first of the year. Warren says there is no legitimate reason for the delay. Reed Shepherd, Tampa.
All right, looking at national news, still no word on who Donald Trump will pick as his running mate, though Kevin Cabrera, he's Florida's state director of Trump's 2020 reelection campaign, says an announcement is imminent.
President Trump has said he has made his decision. He just hasn't decided when he's going to tell the rest of us yet.
And thought it may have been yesterday, but no luck. He did have a rally in Doral last night with both Senators Rick Scott and Marco Rubio in attendance.
And a lawyer for Bob Menendez says prosecutors have no proof in the New Jersey senator's corruption trial as they continue closing arguments today. Adam Fee told jurors that there's no direct evidence that the veteran Democrat solicited or received $150,000 in gold bars or $480,000 in cash that was found in Menendez's home in 2022 during an FBI raid. Menendez is accused of selling his office to help several New Jersey businessmen secure deals with Qatar and Egypt. Fee blamed Menendez's wife, claiming that she had acted on her own.
That's a great recipe for a strong, healthy marriage right there.
Absolutely.
Thousands of Californians got a raise today as the minimum wage for fast food workers went from $16 an hour to $20 under the new state law. Experts say it's still too early to determine the long-term impact of the wage hike on fast food restaurants, but some business owners say they may be forced to raise prices and freeze hiring.
And a bipartisan group of senators wants to bar members of Congress and other elected officials from trading stocks while in office. The legislation, led by Missouri Republican Josh Hawley and Michigan Democrat Gary Peters, would prohibit lawmakers from buying stocks 90 days after the bill is enacted. Hawley said the legislation would stop members from profiting from insider knowledge. That is something I can definitely see people getting behind.
Absolutely. Everybody except the House and Senate people who are insider trading there.
Definitely.
Let's see. Wall Street closing with stocks higher. Speaking of, S&P 500 surpassing 5,600 points for the first time ever. The NASDAQ also finished at a new record high, too. The Dow Jones Industrial was up 429 points to 39,721. S&P 500 gaining 56 to 5,633. And the NASDAQ gained 218 points to 18,647. So. Good news for investors there.
Oh, absolutely.
5:30, we will take a break on that note. A lot happening in sports today with Wimbledon, Euros, U.S. men's national team looking for a new coach. We'll have details on that and much more coming up in the second half hour of the program on Pensacola right now.
John Saucier, President Biden speaking at the NATO summit in Washington, D.C. The president insisting the alliance needs to strengthen their industrial base.
They're significantly ramping up their production of weapons, munitions, and vehicles. And they're doing it with the help of China, North Korea, and Iran. We cannot, in my view, we cannot allow the alliance to fall behind.
There was a tense press briefing this week with White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, with reporters questioning her about President Biden's medical history. Texas Congressman, former White House physician Ronnie Jackson on the Fox News channel calling for more transparency from the administration.
I think that it's inappropriate at this particular point, with all the concerns surrounding President Biden's health, that she's up trying to brief the press and brief the American people on what may or may not be going on with the president.
The White House says the president has a neurological exam three times since taking office, part of his annual physicals. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. All around the globe, cities are flooding DoorDash with complaints about reckless driving from delivery drivers. Finally, that company has a response. DoorDash stepping up efforts to identify dangerous delivery drivers and remove them from its platform. The crackdown will start in Boston. It's being called a potential watershed moment for Europe's biggest car maker, and not the good kind. Volkswagen is considering closing an Audi electric vehicle plant in Germany. The company has never closed a car factory in that region. Car makers have been grappling with waning EV sales, prompting a range of companies from Ford to Mercedes-Benz to rethink their plans. U.S. stocks finished today's session significantly higher. The Dow Jones Industrial up 429 points, with the S&P 500 and NASDAQ Composite both in record territory. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. The offseason version of Hard Knocks featuring the Giants has been fantastic. The most polarizing storyline has been Saquon Barkley departing for the Eagles. And through two episodes, it's clear behind the scenes that once a deal between Big Blue and the talented running back didn't get done in 2023, it was never going to happen. 2024 was clearly one giant staring contest, and it's obvious that both Joe Shane and Saquon Barkley didn't want to be the first to admit that they were breaking up. I'm Zach Gelb.
Looking for a way to elevate your engine's performance? Start with Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. It provides faster oil flow for hot and cold temperature protection in the harshest driving conditions. Regular use can help your engine run cleaner and longer by defending against sludge and buildup, improving overall engine performance and fuel efficiency while increasing the time between oil changes. Make the switch without slowing down. Speed your ride Napa Full Synthetic Engine Oil. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
The light is fading, your hands are sore, and the last tool has been put away. Now is the time to feel the satisfaction that comes with a job well done. But when you get your tools from Harbor Freight, something about the job feels a little different. Your wallet. Because we believe that everyone deserves hardworking tools at hardworking prices. And that's what we have here. So, whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
We'll be right back.
Here in Pensacola, we love our Blue Angels, and we'll get to watch their spectacular performance at the Pensacola Beach Air Shows in July. But how much do you know about the fascinating history of the Blue Angels? Did you know the original name of the team was the Blue Lancers? Did you know that the Blue Angels shot down Japanese Zeros during air shows? Did you know that Fat Albert once saved lives by preventing a plane crash at sea? Take to the skies and learn these interesting stories, plus lots more, as News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 presents The History of the Blue Angels, every weekday morning at 8:15 and afternoons at 4:15 through the 12th of July. This special broadcast is presented by Naval Aviation Museum Foundation. It's The History of the Blue Angels, every weekday morning at 8:15 and afternoons at 4:15. On News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
With the continued growing cost of medical insurance, there is one place you can always turn for affordable health care, and that is ProHealth Labs and Medical Care. With 7 locations on the Panhandle, including Gulf Breeze, Pensacola, and Milton, ProHealth always accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. ProHealth is self-pay, with office visits starting at $77. Employers, did you know that ProHealth is the largest occupational health and workforce solutions on the Gulf Coast? To find out more or to make an appointment, go to ProHealthFL.com.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows how unpredictable coastal weather can be, and that's why our windows and doors are designed to take on severe hurricanes and the most intense heat. They're built and installed by us, meaning better value and a lifetime guarantee for you. Give your family security that lasts a lifetime. And get New South proud.
Buy 2 of our products and get the 3rd free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
Stop by their Pensacola showroom to see their products in action.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola. Just past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Alrighty, so obviously the talk of the town on the roads this evening has been both Highway 90 and I-10. If you're traveling westbound on I-10 towards Blackwater River, we've got very heavy backups there that have only increased as the show this evening has progressed. As for Highway 90, we do have some backups that are still pushing you back to Highway 87, but there is a bit of a gap in the congestion if you're traveling towards Blackwater River. Basically, once you get to the Circle K, you're going to see the congestion pick up again. Also on Highway 90, if you are traveling eastbound, passing Avalon Boulevard and Glover Lane, approaching the Dogwood Drive area, still got some minor backups over there. Then it's going to be Pine Forest Road with some minor congestion traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. And Navarre Parkway traveling westbound, passing through Windhaven Beach and approaching Highway 87.
All right, here's Alan with the forecast.
The weather for the rest of this week and into the weekend calls for basically a typical summer pattern for the area. Look for a pop-up shower or storm each day. Our rain chance is around 50%. And, of course, it will be hot and humid, high temps mainly in the low 90s. But with the humidity, those heat index values will be well up into the triple digits. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, 5:38 here, Austin. A lot of juicy sports headlines today.
Yes, and a lot of names to butcher. All right, so let's get right into it with the Wimbledon quarterfinals. Novak Djokovic is on to the semis, and he didn't even have to break a sweat to do it. His quarterfinal opponent, Alex de Minaur, had to withdraw due to injury. In the other quarterfinal, Lorenzo Musetti defeated American Taylor Fritz. Meanwhile, on the women's side, 4-seed Elena Rybakina defeated 21-seed Alina Svitolina in straight sets. 31-seed Barbara Krejcikova upset 13-seed Yelena Ostapenko. How did I do? Scale of 1 to 10, I'll say a 7.
It's a solid 6.
Okay. We'll cancel out 6.5. Great. Let's see. Euro semifinal, game 2. England is on top of the Euro 2024 final, or on to, my bad, the 2024 Euro final. Following a thrilling 2-1 win over the Netherlands, they were able to score the winning goal in the 90th minute and will now take on Spain in Sunday's final. So we'll see how that turns out. Who you got, Joe? You're a soccer guy.
I'm going to go with Spain.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they've demonstrated a little bit more quality throughout the tournament so far. They probably shouldn't have beaten France, but they did. And they get some key players back, I think, for the final. England has been pretty sputtery this tournament. Now, I think for player versus player individual matchups, I think England's more talented, but I think Spain is just playing better right now. So I'm going to go with Spaniards.
I can't remember if I gave like some lazy prediction a day or two ago about Spain winning. I can't remember, but either way, I'll say England just
all
because
right.
I guess I want them to win. I don't know. I can speak their language, so they get the tiebreaker in my mind. Multiple reports say that U.S. men's national team coach Greg Berhalter has been fired. This comes after a disappointing performance in the Copa America tournament, where the U.S. was unable to get out of the group stage. Of course, the next coach will have the responsibility of taking over the team 2 years before we host the 2026 World Cup. So if there were ever physical weight on someone's shoulders, I would have to say
it's
right there.
It's a prime opportunity as well because, you know, for a manager, coach, I mean, there's going to be a lot of people vying for the job because, I mean, the United States, along with Mexico and Canada, is hosting a World Cup in 2 years, and it's pretty certain that whoever the next hire is going to be the man that is leading the team into the World Cup. And I mean, that's, you know, at the pinnacle of coaching when it comes to international soccer. So I would expect big names to surface and to be part of this this process. Now we'll see who ends up getting the job, but it's an opportunity for U.S. soccer to stop being what they historically have been and think outside the box, because I think that's where they're going to get the best results possible with the talent that they have. So
yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I'm not even a soccer guy, and I mean, I am strictly American. I don't care none really for international sports typically, but obviously even I know that's a big deal. So of course, I hope that just, if not as a sports fan, as an American, that we get someone worthwhile.
Yeah, I tell you what, there is nothing, and I'm not even talking about like being in the stadium. Like, if you're at a sports bar or restaurant,
mm-hmm.
there is nothing more intoxicating. I don't care what sport. There is nothing more intoxicating than cheering on the U.S. at during the World Cup.
Right.
Because everybody there is cheering for the same team.
I was about to say, they're all the same fans.
And,
yeah.
and one of the great TV viewing experiences that I've had in my lifetime was I was living in Iowa at the time, a little small town, and there was probably about 10 to 12 of us at this sports bar restaurant watching USA take on Portugal. And when we scored, we were literally just bouncing off walls, running around, waving our American flags. I mean, it was so intoxicating. So I'm very much looking forward to having that experience on home soil, and then definitely going to a game in person in Atlanta for sure. That's going to happen.
Yeah, all right. And I mean, best of luck with that. That's going to be insane. All right. Also got a lot going on in the MLB here. Let's see. So in just about 10 minutes, maybe just under, we got the Rays versus the Yankees getting underway. And that's going to be soon followed by Dodgers at Phillies. That one's starting at 6 o'clock. You can catch that one on ESPN. We'll have score updates for both of those this time next hour. Also have the Marlins at Astros at 7:10 and the Braves at Diamondbacks at 8:40. You can catch that Braves D-backs game on ESPN+. And some news about Tampa Bay Rays shortstop Wander Franco. He has been formally charged in the Dominican Republic with sexual exploitation and abuse against a minor. An investigation of Franco has been going on since exactly a year ago, July 10th of 2023, when a complaint was filed against the All-Star for alleged sexual relations with a 14-year-old girl. The 23-year-old is on administrative leave and has not played since August 12th of last year. And then in the NBA, we were talking about Olympics. Well, the U.S. men's Olympic basketball roster just lost a star player, Kawhi Leonard. In a statement, the team said Leonard had been ramping up to get ready for the Olympics and felt ready to compete. However, Kawhi said that he respects that USA Basketball and his team, the Los Angeles Clippers, determined it's for the better if he spends the summer getting ready for the NBA season. So he's going to be replaced by Derek White from the NBA Finals winning Boston Celtics. And keeping with the NBA theme and keeping with the Celtics, we've got the cover athletes for NBA 2K25. There are three athletes displayed amongst four covers. So we've got Boston Celtics star Jason Tatum. He's going to be the sole athlete on the standard edition. We've got Asia Wilson. She's going to be the sole athlete on the WNBA edition. And those two are going to share the spotlight on the All-Star edition. And yes, there's a fourth one. 2B Hall of Famer Vince Carter will, appropriately enough, take the Hall of Fame edition spot. This is the first year where an NBA and WNBA star will share a 2K cover. Obviously, that should not be a surprise when you consider all the buzz that the WNBA has gotten recently. I will say, I think this is refreshing. We've been talking a lot about NCAA Football 25 and how it's not even a week away for people who are pre-ordering.
Oh, feels if this week leading up to it feels like 10 years, man.
Yeah, no, it's
brutal.
Is. Especially, you know, if you're like me and you've got some of the air show stuff going on. We've got a lot of trials and tribulations to get through, a lot of work that's going to have to lead up to that. But it's refreshing to hear 2K get some attention as well. I know some people are kind of like putting Madden on the back burner. They're saying, oh, man, you can't even compete with NCAA Football 25, and they may be saying the same about 2K, but man, I saw that Vince Carter cover. Mm. Ooh. And it ain't just because I'm a Raptors fan.
Is the cover of him in a Raptors uniform when he's like dunking in the slam dunk contest? Or?
Yeah, it's the between the legs dunk, and like half of him is like turning. It's like he's turning gold, so it's like being immortalized and stuff. Yeah, it's pretty cool looking. Alrighty, we spent a little bit too much time on that. Just past 5:45, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather here. All right, so still got very heavy backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound towards Blackwater River. You're going to be backed up well past Highway 87 at this point. Also on Highway 90, still got some heavy backups there if you're traveling westbound towards Blackwater River as well. Those are runoffs from that I-10 traffic there. Then it's going to be some minor backups on Mobile Highway, traveling northbound, passing Fairfield Drive, but that's nothing too severe. And we've still got some lingering issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, passing through Windhaven Beach and approaching Highway 87.
Scattered thunderstorms are in the forecast all the way through the weekend. Not a total washout every day, but every day there is a chance for rain. That rain chance runs at about 50%. It'll be hot. It'll be humid. Highs will be in the low 90s, but with the humidity, it will feel hotter. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. 5:47, a quick few health, business, and science notes today. The largest labor union at Samsung Electronics in South Korea is now leading an indefinite strike. It comes after a three-day walkout failed to gain any ground between workers and the tech giant over pay and bonuses. The union says over 30,000 members, which is roughly a quarter of Samsung's total workforce in the country, are uniting in the strike.
And Google is planning to make its dark web monitoring service free to every Google account holder later this month. Google One subscribers have already had access to the service for a year now. Google says the move reflects a dedication to help users protect their online presence, monitoring for dark web leaks of things like phone numbers, addresses, and stolen account information.
No word yet from NASA and Boeing on when astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams will return to Earth in the problematic Starliner capsule. Williams says when they finally do leave the International Space Station, they expect things to go smooth. Of course, this flight lifted off from Cape Canaveral back on June 5th, and it was supposed to be a week-long mission. But helium leaks and thruster issues on the spacecraft have prevented them from coming home. So pretty interesting one there.
And employment scams are on the rise, and criminals are using artificial intelligence to steal personal information and money from unsuspecting job seekers. Aaron Real has more on that.
According to the Federal Trade Commission, job scams are up 118% from a year ago. Thieves post fake job listings on reputable websites like LinkedIn to lure applicants, but they then steal valuable information during the interview process. The main danger here is divulging personal information like social security numbers, driver's licenses, or bank account details. Consumers reported losing over $300 million to job scams in 2022. Experts say to be wary of something that sounds too good to be true, and remember only limited personal information is required during an application process. Aaron Real, NBC News Radio.
All right, thank you on that. Also, some pop culture notes today. Opening statements getting underway in Alec Baldwin's trial on involuntary manslaughter charges. This comes after a Santa Fe judge ruled that evidence related to Baldwin's role as a producer for the film Rust will not be used in the case. Baldwin was rehearsing with a prop gun on set when it went off, firing a live round and killing cinematographer Helena Hutchins back in 2021.
And Shrek is returning to the big screen. I mean, with a moneymaker like that, how could it not? DreamWorks Animation announced Tuesday that Shrek 5 is currently in development, with a July 2026 release currently set. Original Shrek stars Mike Myers, Eddie Murphy, and Cameron Diaz are all confirmed to return. And Joe, we learned last hour that you were told by a girl you were kind of interested in back in the day that you looked like Shrek, and it was a very important distinction.
It was, yes, highly offensive at the time. It was flooring that she would say that to me, because I had at the time not seen, I'd only seen bits and pieces of the first one and knew nothing about the second one or third one. If he was even out at the time, she clarified that, oh no, I'm sorry. I meant the human version of Shrek, not the ogre. And I was like, okay, well, I don't know what the person looks like because I haven't seen the second one. So I did a Google search on my flip phone back then at the time and pulled up a small, tiny little pixel of an image. And then I said, oh, okay. I kind of see where you're at there. Have you looked it up since we talked about this?
I haven't needed to. I do have a figment of it in my head. I will say I see what she's talking about.
Yes.
But yeah, it's not like, oh my gosh, spitting image.
Right.
But it's far more, it's far less of an insult than the ogre guy.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right.
Suffice to say, things did not work out between us.
It sounds like you dodged a bullet there. 5:51, we'll take a quick break. When we return, some wacky stories followed by good news to round out hour two. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio Pensacola.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
On September 11th, 2001, an operations officer placed a call asking if a crew could be ready to fly. U.S. Naval Aviator Aaron Dimmock answered that call. Working largely in silence, Dimmock defended America. Now he's ready to answer the call yet again. Pro-Trump conservative Aaron Dimmock for Congress. Florida Patriots PAC, paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
The Republican National Convention is in Milwaukee, and next week, Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay will be broadcasting live. Be sure to tune in 5 to 9.
Okay, apparently it takes longer for them to sing than I thought. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio Pensacola, just about 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. I-10 still very heavily backed up. If you are traveling westbound towards Blackwater River, you're going to be backed up well past Highway 87. That congestion has seemingly not broken up at all. Highway 90's congestion that was caused as runoff of this issue has seemingly broken up a little bit, but there is still a lot backing you up towards the Highway 87 area if you're traveling westbound towards Blackwater River on that road as well. Let's see. We also had some backups on Gulf Beach Highway and a little bit on Pine Forest Road, but both of those areas have seemingly cleared out as they typically do at this hour. But we still have problems on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and a little bit on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound passing through Windhaven Beach, and then a bit more as you further go west towards Highway 87. Outside of those few spots, though, there doesn't appear to be too much going on.
Scattered thunderstorms are in the forecast all the way through the weekend. Not a total washout every day, but every day there is a chance for rain. That rain chance runs at about 50%. It'll be hot. It'll be humid. Highs will be in the low 90s, but with the humidity, it will feel hotter. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your first warning WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. 5:56 here at News Radio Pensacola, recapping our top stories of the day. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett becoming the first Democrat in the Senate to publicly acknowledge his belief that President Biden cannot win in November. He said and confirmed on CNN that he said that during a private meeting on Capitol Hill. He says polling numbers show Trump not only on track to win, but potentially by a landslide. President Biden's top campaign advisors will meet with Senate Democrats at the Democratic Let me start that over.
Alrighty.
President Biden's top campaign advisors will meet with Senate Democrats tomorrow as Democratic lawmakers express growing concern about President Biden. There we go. And Israel and Hamas ceasefire talks are resuming today, but the militant group says those talks could be threatened by Israel's renewed offensive this week in the Gaza Strip that left nearly 30 dead in an Israeli airstrike on a tent city that was set up for displaced Palestinians. Looking at some wackier stories and good news today, a man in China facing charges after authorities caught him trying to smuggle more than 100 live snakes into the country in his pants. Custom officials say that they caught the man trying to cross into mainland China from Hong Kong. He reportedly had six canvas bags strapped to his legs filled with live snakes of various varieties.
Oh, very, very, very nice. Not concerning at all. Yeah. Keeping with the snake theme, police came to the rescue after someone left their boa constrictor in the backseat of a rideshare vehicle in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Cops were called after the driver found a large snake in their car. A video posted to the police department's Facebook page shows an officer holding the slithery suspect, believed to be someone's pet. They could not reach the owner, but officials said that no officers, drivers, passengers, or snakes were harmed during the incident.
Good for them. Good news. A 78-year-old man in Massachusetts named Tony Palladino is trying to track down the woman who saved his life at a Rolling Stones concert a few weeks ago. She saw him collapse at the start of their show on May 30th, climbed over several rows of seats to give him CPR. Fittingly, the song Start Me Up was playing when it happened. He ended up having a double bypass, and he's doing great now. He doesn't know the woman's name, but wants to thank her and give her a very big hug. My hope for this story is that they do meet.
Yeah.
She is around 77 years old. They're both single.
Ah.
And then, yes, they become together for the rest of their lives. So that's my hope.
Well, unfortunately, this isn't Hallmark. A 24-year-old guy in Florida named Cade Wessel married his high school sweetheart 6 years after predicting it would happen in his yearbook. Okay, maybe this is Hallmark. They've known each other since sixth grade, but only started dating senior year. The quote he chose to run under his senior picture was very boldly, quote, $20 to marry Sarah Dill. Apparently, as they walked down the aisle this last spring, he flashed a $20 bill in his hand. That's pretty
yeah,
wholesome.
Yeah, that
there.
Is cool. What was your senior yearbook quote? Do you remember?
I didn't have one. We didn't do those.
Okay.
So I was just, it was just my photo.
Yeah, I don't remember doing quotes either.
Yeah.
5:59, that sound means it's time for Channel 3 News at 6, back in 10 minutes for another full rundown of anything you may have missed in hour number 2 of Pensacola right now.